For This Week with the Mayor, we start with some exciting news as Milton has entered stage two of the province's reopening phase. And I think the first question is pretty obvious, Mayor Krantz. How excited are you?
Yeah, well, of course, going back, I guess, roughly 10 days, 2 weeks ago, the region of Halton and the four area municipalities went on record with a letter to the premier, you know, suggesting that, hey, we're in pretty good shape here. So in the next round, please seriously consider us. And, of course, they did pay attention to that. And, of course, Halton and the four area municipalities were in the second phase of it. Now, I personally, and I think I speak for the biggest majority of citizens in the region of Halton, especially in Milton, are really looking forward to it, especially with the opening up of, as adjusted as they are, restaurants, bars, barbershops, beauty salons, and other stores there. With, of course, that social distancing, I know everybody, including me, is very much looking forward to it. And by the way, Chris, I'm really looking forward to the next day or two when I get a chance going in to visit my barber that I've not visited now probably for about 4 months. I know they're not taking reservations, so I'll probably have to line up like everybody else to make sure that I get properly groomed. So that's what a lot of us are waiting for and hoping for. So it's only onward and upward. So, but I would suggest to all of us just proceed with a little bit of caution, wear those masks where it's appropriate, that's for sure.
Trust me, Mayor, I think I hear that loud and clear. My hair has never been this long in my entire life. But I think the next question has to be, why do you think it's important to shop local and support local businesses?
Well, that's really what drives society. We're in, a free enterprise society in the capitalist system there. And without that almighty dollar, as I refer to it, society, you know, has a tendency to fall apart. So it's fairly important for people like you and me that, especially if we get a dollar in our pocket, to get out there and share it with the business community, because that's what keeps that vicious wheel turning there and supporting local business. And by the way, I was in business, in the oil business, for a little over 20 years back in the 60s and 70s, and I know how important business is too, because businesses do pay taxes too, so it's an evolving wheel that, you know, you keep that dollar flowing. So I would encourage people, of course, it's always wise to keep a few pennies in your pocket as well. But get out there and support the businesses, as many of us are doing. And one of the things, as an example, you know, the farmer's market, you know, of course, has been closed down on Main Street here, but it's up and operating at Country Heritage Park there. So really what's happening, people are getting up there and supporting that. So people really are in Milton stepping up to the plate and supporting local business, and I encourage it.
Now, Mayor Krantz, can you give the people a little bit of a reminder what they should be doing when they are shopping local?
Well, and of course, we don't want to go back to where we were roughly 2 or 3 months ago, and I think all of us have that tucked away in the back of our mind. And again, we hear a fair bit about, you know, the mental stress that it's put on individuals. And as an example, you know, someone that's been in public life like myself for over 50 years now and so used to interacting with people, I feel it, as a matter of fact. I miss that social contact with people. So I think that's going to be very, very important. But again, as I had mentioned before, proceeding with a little bit of caution and wearing those masks wherever you have reason to be close to an individual. Again, if we're outside for a walk or out in our backyard with, you know, your loved ones, it's not necessary, but it's always wise to keep it on if you can.
Keeping with the theme of local businesses, a new store opened up in Milton earlier this week, a cannabis shop. I know you were there. We just missed each other. I happened to go later on in the afternoon to run a news story on it. But I think the question is, how do you feel about these kind of stores opening up in town?
Well, and of course, it's mandated by the federal government. I personally have no issues with that. I know there are people that are. And I get asked every once in a while, have I ever used it? And I honestly say, no, I have not. But I, you know, people that want to use it within reason, it's no different than alcohol. If you're going to drink, don't drive. And if you're going to smoke or have a gummy bear, whatever it is, be very, very careful on exercising, driving, and what you're going to be doing. And you're absolutely right. I don't believe that there's any official ribbon cutting or anything, to the best of my knowledge, that's geared for opening of any of those shops. I know the individual that's opened that one up, I understand it's a soft opening, and she asked me if I'd drop by before they opened the store up, which of course I did last week, and they were just setting up and getting ready for, as I refer to it, as a soft opening that particular day. So I wish every business success, regardless of what it is.
And finally, the next council meeting is on Monday. What can people expect?
Well, and again, the agenda is not packed there, but a lot of it will be on the recovery. And of course, as you're probably well aware, and our listeners, most of them are aware, that I do have a mayor's recovery task force from a lot of the big, small business, and of course, especially with the Chamber of Commerce, and giving us some advice as to what we may or may not do. And again, Chris, you might be aware, or our listeners, we did have a special council meeting on Wednesday just passed, dealing with passing of certain resolutions that needed to be passed to permit temporary patios and opening up of bars and restaurants outside of the norm. So that's already been taken care of, and I understand there's a fair bit of uptake on that. So we can see a fair bit of movement with regards to supporting our businesses here.
Well, Mayor Krantz, I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see what Main Street's going to look like later on today and later on this week, and it should be fantastic weather.
Chris, I'll be monitoring it fairly close as well, and I do hope and do suggest to everyone to get out there and support business. And of course, it's supposed to be a pretty nice weekend, so it'd be pretty nice being out in the sunshine for sure and enjoying.
Thank you again, Mayor Krantz, for taking some time out of your day to chat with us. You can check out all the other full interviews from previous weeks on our website, miltonnow.ca.